On Sunday, Brother Blake spoke to us, and one of the things that he read to us was in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And this is a passage I think that we're mostly all familiar with. In fact, even touched on a song from the 60s by the Byrds that was based on this passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And while he was preaching about this, one of these verses made me think of something. I'm going to go ahead and read verses 1 through 8 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth, and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Talking about how there's always going to be different occasions that are more appropriate for our behavior and the things that we do. And one of these that really stuck out to me was was the second part of verse 5 of Ecclesiastes 3. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. Well, that really does seem to characterize this period of time that we're going through right now with this COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic. The social contact that is, we're having to avoid. And of course, it's brought out some new words in our vocabulary. I'm sure at the end of 2020, at the end of this year, when they come out and tell us about the new words and the expressions of 2020, pandemic will be one of those words. Of course, that word's been around for a long time, but we've used that word a whole lot more this year because of COVID-19. Essential services, essential activities. That's something we really haven't talked about as much. And I have a feeling that in the future we'll talk more about these type of things as we begin to face different crises in the world, just because we've become so familiar with these words during this period of time. Safer at home, this idea of staying home and not gathering together during this time. But I think the term that we probably maybe use the most and will continue to use probably, social distancing. And of course, as I looked here at verse 5, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, that's certainly social distancing, having to shun embracing. And, this has affected so many of us. I know even in my work, I continue to go to the office, but I lock the door. I work behind a closed door. Everything is conducted over the telephone and over the internet, which I did before, but we're just not having the face-to-face interaction with people like we were before. Passing things through the mail slot to each other, someone on the outside, and even then you have to be concerned about what they're passing through the door slot to you. But the social distancing, And it's affecting some of us psychologically. Our children are not going to school right now. They're taking their classes over the internet. It's very different. And so, I think some of them, are beginning to feel the effects of the social distancing, the social effect of not being able to be together. And of course, we as a body of God's people, we're in our second week now of not meeting together here in the church building, meeting physically. And it begins to affect us as well. But this is one of those times. You know, there's most of the time we're able to embrace, but at this time we have to shun embracing. So we're coming up with different ways, different workarounds, like I mentioned, like I'm doing here at work, and like we're doing right now here, by having our services as much as possible, our ability to get together and hear from God's Word over Facebook. And it's just a whole different time. And, of course, we lose a lot by not being together, whether it's in our daily lives, but even and especially in our spiritual lives. And this is the time, I think, that we have to reflect more on God's Word and even draw closer. We cannot draw closer to each other right now, but we can draw closer to God. And that was part of my reasoning for choosing the closing song tonight too, I Am Thine, O Lord, because it talks about draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. And that is always important, whether our life is going in the past normal or in this new normal, even more so. Of course, there's another expression, the new normal. That's another one that we hear more. But this idea of drawing nearer to God in this difficult time. I wanted to look at Hebrews. Let me go to James. James chapter 4, a passage that we're all familiar with. And this can give us some guidance, even how we should be conducting ourselves right now, as we're having to shun embracing, as we're having to practice social distancing. We're having to distance from each other, but we can still draw near unto God. And in verse 7 of James chapter 4, James says, "Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now that's somebody we should have some social distancing from, isn't it? The devil. We need to resist him and he will flee from us. That's a good social distancing to have. And then in verse 8, the next verse, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Unfortunately, even in the best of times, so many people in the world practice distancing, and that's distancing themselves from God. And instead, should draw near to God. Why? He'll draw near to you. And certainly that's some comfort that we can take at this time while we're having to distance ourselves from so many things, change the routines in our lives. We can use this time to draw nearer to God. And he will draw nearer to us as a result. And as I said in the previous verse, submit therefore to God, resist the devil as a result, and he will flee from you. And that's the distancing that we certainly need. Going on over back to Hebrews, I mentioned Hebrews chapter 10, and wanted to pay particular attention to the verse 22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. We see several here that, and this is actually talking about drawing near to each other as Christians, but also as we're apart and we're drawing near to God, we can use this in that respect as well. Let us draw near with a sincere heart. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. So here are some things that we can do that do allow us to draw near, where we don't have to distance ourselves. Draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. We do have great hope as children of God, and that's something that we can draw near and hold fast, hold it up close to us, that confession of our hope. And then let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. You know, even though we're having to shun embracing right now, even though we cannot draw near to each other because of the current circumstances, we can draw near to each other in other ways. This is how we can reach out to each other with the telephone, with a card, with an email. And as we come together in this somewhat artificial means of Facebook, it does give us that opportunity to at least study together. But let's stay in touch with each other as well, because that's where, as we know, social media, that's not really that social, is it? That's so impersonal. But we have other ways where we can reach out and encourage each other, and we need that more than ever right now. So this idea of, even though we cannot draw near to each other physically, let's draw near to each other spiritually as much as possible, and draw near to God and take great comfort. And we know when this is over, there will be that time to embrace again physically. And so we can take great comfort from that. Let's continue to pray that things will go well, and that sooner than later we'll have that opportunity to embrace and encourage each other in person again. But in the meantime, we can draw near to God, and we can find comfort, we can find strength, we can develop ourselves in ways that we'll be better able to serve God when all of this is over. So we can take advantage of this time of drawing near to God.